super company, Shanghai Venice. Shanghai Venice bought the 190,000 hectare lease in 2016 for around $9 million and already has an indigenous land use agreement in place that states it must consult with native title holders before carrying out work that may affect heritage sites. However, the Walalagu Aboriginal Corporation, in charge of managing the indigenous land use agreement, claims Shanghai Venice has breached that agreement. When asked about the breach, Minister for Regional Development and Agriculture, Alana McTiernan, told State Parliament the clearing had not been authorised.
I share your concern about what has gone on there. I think this, as far as we understand, this has occurred without any authorisation. It has been passed on to Minister Dawson's department, and the issue is being followed up. It does seem to be of very considerable concern to us, and we are seeking a response from the relevant agency.
The third Australasian Indigenous Family Violence Policing Conference, held in Cairns this year, to have